Here at Morning Edition, we've been traveling several paths of our own this election season to America's main streets, in contested counties, in swing states, to find out what's shaping voters' choice for the White House.
We're listening to people think, and we began in Florida, the hotly contested county that includes Tampa. Then we went on to Winnebago County, Wisconsin, which voted twice for George W. Bush and then swung in 2008 to Barack Obama.
I've just spent a few days in Colorado, in Larimer County, which after a run of favoring Republican presidential candidates, also switched to Barack Obama in 2008. Now the presidential race in Colorado is statistically tied.
We've been calling our series First and Main after the intersection where our series began.
And here's the thing. Fort Collins does not, in fact, have a corner of First and Main. But imagine another Main Street, a Main Street you might actually have visited, the one in Disneyland. It was modeled on Fort Collins. That's because Disney's designer grew up here, and for Main Street, he copied its original Victorian City Hall, the old bank, the hotel, and other buildings all along downtown to create a quintessential Main Street America. The actual main drag in Fort Collins is College Avenue, where I'm standing right now. It runs along Colorado State, founded in 1870 as an agricultural college. And this is where we'll meet a man who happens to know a lot about Colorado, political science professor John Strayer.
Mining is what really attracted folks initially, gold, and then later on silver with the silver mines, and then agriculture on the eastern plains, and ranching in particular on the western slope. Colorado, in more recent years, we've had the influx of an awful lot of high-tech stuff. Hewlett-Packard is located right here, for example, in Fort Collins. So it's been industrialized, expanded government involvement, and more recently, it's been energy, oil and gas. So from the days of gold and silver to a modern industrialized and highly diversified economy.
We're sitting in a classroom in Colorado State's political science building. John Strayer is open about his own political leanings. He's a registered Republican, just last spring honored by the state's House Republicans, but counts himself a moderate. It doesn't surprise him that this year's race in Colorado is among the tightest in the nation.
I've looked historically from statehood forward, and it's amazing the balance between the parties. There are eras when one party dominates, but if you look at the number of Democrat versus Republican U.S. House members, senators, governors, and even years served since statehood, it's amazingly even. Here we are today. Again, it's amazingly even. The voter registration numbers now are almost a third, a third, a third, if you look at all the registrants. The big jump in the last few years has been in unaffiliated registrants, the independents.
But what about this presidential contest? What are the two candidates up against when it comes to Colorado? Let's start with Mitt Romney. What would be his strengths and what are his challenges?
Well, I think regionally his strength is going to be the rural area. In two counties in particular, he'll do very well. And one is El Paso County, where you've got a mix of the military and the evangelical voters, and Douglas County. Douglas County is one of the fastest growing county. It's the wealthiest county in the state. It's new. It's growing.
What kind of wealth?
People who work in finance, in banking, to some extent in technology, oil and gas. His challenge is to turn them out.
And then what about President Obama? And in his case, what has changed from 2008?
I think it's the enthusiasm gap that everybody talks about. He was a novelty in a way, an African-American, a spellbinder. We had the Democratic Convention here in Colorado that drew an awful lot of attention. Obama was a fresh sheet of paper that you could write on. I mean, it's as if everybody went to the movie. It was the opening weekend of the movie. Now, who wants to go see the movie again?
But seeing as how he is still leading in Colorado and has a
slight lead in the polls.
Yeah, so it could go either way, but what kinds of Coloradans are going to go for him? I know the Latino population has grown.
Latino population has grown in the last decade from 14% to 21%.
And that's pretty dramatic.
That is dramatic, and that is critical. Now, they underperform in terms of turnout relative to the overall population, but I think that's going to go up this year.
Could it all hinge on that?
Yes, it could. It could hinge on that. I'm not saying it will hinge on that, but I'm saying it could. If this is a very close vote, Very likely it will be the Latino vote that made the difference.
And we'll be hearing from people in Larimer County who want their votes to make a difference on a range of issues in this last part of our series, First in Maine. At the end of our conversation with John Strayer, I asked him to step away from what other Coloradans are doing politically, to step away from being a professor, and tell us what he thinks, what he feels, is the most important issue in this election.
We're defunding our colleges and our universities. There is resistance to taxation for infrastructure. You certainly see this manifested in the rigid position the Republicans have taken, where it's no taxes, no taxes, no taxes. What we have done collectively, successfully in this country, with everything from land grants to build railroads, to building an interstate highway system, to supporting our vets with the GI Bill, those have all been public investments that have enabled private successes. I see that eroding. Can Obama get it back? I don't know. But if we don't turn that around and repair it, I think we've got some real problems down the line. Yes, the debt's a problem, and we've got to do something about it. So the issue that is of concern to me is to have a party in place that has an interest in helping us recreate a sense of the importance of collective effort. So will I vote for a Republican right now? No. Have I in the past? Yes.
That's John Strayer, who teaches political science at Colorado State University in Fort Collins, where tomorrow we go to a Republican rally and an energy-conscious brewery for our series, First in Maine.
Also tomorrow, of course, Denver, Colorado, will host the first presidential debate, and we will have full coverage here on Morning Edition over the next couple of days.